Now, the summer session program is an intensive 10-week program hosted in a different location. We now have over 1,200 graduates or alumni from 65 countries, and those of you who are alumni will know the benefit of that alumni network, and especially through the email bulletins which you're able to receive every day with news and chat and exchange of information, questions, answers, the location of contacts within space-related organisations in various parts of the world. And we also have a very long list of well-recognised international experts in their various fields who have lectured at the summer session program. Most of the summer sessions have been held in North America or Europe. However, in 1992, there was a summer session in Japan. And today, a decision will be made about the 1999 summer session location. There's a meeting in Washington later today, so the decision isn't quite made yet, but I'm very optimistic that in 1999 the summer session location will be Thailand, the Surinari University of Technology, which is about 200 kilometres north of Bangkok, has put in a very impressive bid to host the 1999 summer session, and I'm very optimistic that that will be chosen by ISU as the site in 1999. So it will be in this region, and it will be a very important presence for ISU in the Asian region in the near future. The background of the summer session students, combination of people freshly graduated from their undergraduate programs, people who are in the first 1, 2, or 3 years of their positions, their careers, often sponsored and sent by their employer, and then there are the people who are more advanced in their careers who are also often sponsored and sent by their employers for 10 weeks. And the larger space organisations, the agencies and the space companies, are strong supporters of the summer session program. They see it as an excellent opportunity of giving their project managers, their engineers, their managers, as well as their lawyers and their economists and their administrators, the broad focus, the broad understanding of what's happening internationally. And that's the strength of the summer session program. The funding comes from a variety of sources. The space agencies have been very strong supporters. They do provide scholarships. Very often they're scholarships for people from their particular country or region. For example, the European Space Agency provide scholarships for Europeans. I know that the Australian Space Council did provide scholarships in the past, or part scholarships for some Australian attendees. We're very much hoping that with the success of FedSat and with increased government support for space generally and space education in particular, that again, sometime in the future, some funding may become available for young Australian professionals. But this is something that will be in the future. But increasingly, ISU is looking to industry for its support of its own employees and for scholarships for people who are potential employees or for people from developing countries who could not otherwise attend our programs. So increasingly, we're trying to shift our focus from the public sector to the private sector. And as well as that, there are other smaller sources of funding, universities and people who can pay their own fees. I'd like just to talk very briefly about the Master of Space Studies program, which is the program that I'm most familiar with. My story is that after 23 years of legal practice in Adelaide, I was desperate for a change of environment and a new interest, and I was lucky enough to persuade my partners to let me go for 1 year, which actually turned into 2 years, but that's a different story. I became interested because I was a board member of Mike Miller's Institute of Telecommunications Research that you've heard about this morning, and because we were part of the affiliate campus network, I became aware of this MSS program, and it sounded like a wonderful opportunity for me to go and live in France for a year and do some study and have a good time. I had to work much harder than I imagined, but so much so that at the end of 12 months, I didn't feel as if I'd experienced very much of life in Europe at all. It was mainly life at ISU, studying for very long hours. And at the end of 12 months, ISU invited me to stay for another year to work for them in their business development unit. And I saw it as an opportunity of improving my own knowledge and expertise, particularly in telecommunications law, international telecommunications law. So I spent another year working for ISU and doing my own research. And in August this year, I returned to Adelaide to my legal firm, where I was barely recognised, having been absent for 2 years. But since August, I've been specialising in space and telecommunications in Adelaide. As well as that, I've been engaged by ISU to be its representative in the Asia-Pacific region. And I've just come back from a trip to four countries, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia. And I can confirm everything Brian said about the enthusiasm that those four countries have for similar space satellite development programs. The thing that I noted that struck me was that funding was specific government funding for space programs was a feature of what was happening in those four countries. But they are far more ready to buy the technology rather than to do the development in their own country. And I think what Australia can offer is the expertise. So whilst we will be doing it more cheaply, I think that we will probably possess a greater input into the intellectual property of the programs than some of those other countries. And so I'm sure that there are very good opportunities for cooperation. So having digressed for a moment, I'll just remind you that it's an 11-month postgraduate program in Strasbourg, taught by resident faculty and visiting professors and lecturers. We had something like 150 visiting lecturers in 11 months, which was an incredible exposure to world experts. And that was one of the wonderful features about the MSS. It's a modular course, and it's been divided into five modules, two modules in the first term in which all students do the compulsory subjects covering all of those disciplines that I mentioned before, and all students must pass those exams. And then there's a third module in which you can specialise in your own field of interest, whether it's law, policy, science or engineering. And then all students go away for 3 months to a host institution anywhere in the world. And it really is possible for you to say, I want to work at JPL in California, or I want to work at Intelsat in Washington, or I want to work at the European Space Agency. And because of our network, it's very easy for us to arrange a 3-month research placement in which you work under a supervisor in that organisation. You work with the experts that you want to work with. You do a piece of research. You learn from the people you're working with. And then at the end of 3 months, you come back to Strasbourg and present the results of your research. So that's the fourth module. The fifth module is the team project, which many of you will know, will have experienced. That's the pressure cooker experience of working together with a group of up to 50 fellow students, forming your own management structure and coming up with a practical space project design. And that is, in some ways, the greatest learning experience of ISU, the need to work together in a team to produce a practical space program. And so they're the five modules. For those who can't afford to be away from their jobs for 11 months, it's possible to come and go and to do it over 3 years, and it's possible to do the 3-month research placement in your own place of employment if you need to. So we are trying to adapt the course to the needs of employers, or the need of an employer, not to send the employee away for 11 months. I'll just mention the two team projects which have been done to date in the master's program, and Frank will probably mention some of the MSS projects. The one that I was involved in was, we called it SAND, a space assisted network against desertification. We were given a very broad parameter. It had to be a project which was of service to humanity. And we decided that we would tackle an environmental problem, and then we narrowed it eventually to the problem of desertification, the loss of the quality of soil, particularly in equatorial regions of the world. It is a major problem, and not much is being done about it. We decided that existing low Earth orbiting store and forward type satellite systems were adequate. We didn't design a new satellite system. We designed a very cheap system of ground probes which would collect data with 5 different parameters, transmit it to the low Earth orbiting constellation, and then download it into a network. And we designed all aspects of the processing of that data together with the educational process of transferring the solution to the people dealing with the problem on the ground. So we're very proud of what we did, and it's attracted a lot of interest. The government of Morocco is studying it and has agreed to fund a pilot program to see how feasible it is. So it's a good feeling to be involved in a project like that, which has some practical benefit. The next year's class did a totally different project. They were more interested in commercial applications of space, and they designed a multi-billion dollar, very futuristic network that does everything, multimedia, GPS, remote sensing, you name it, it does it. So they had different parameters, and they came up with a very expensive, very futuristic program. And this year, 1998, the MSS class is working on a tele-services project concentrating on telemedicine and telehealth. The final thing I'd like to say is that in June next year, there is an international symposium being held at ISU in Strasbourg on the theme of teleservices to complement the MSS project. Financial aid, of course, is often the barrier that inhibits people or frightens people about ISU. One of my roles is to work with the candidates to assist them to try and identify funding sources. There are partial scholarships available for suitable applicants from ISU, and then so that's part of the problem. The second part of the problem is to attract sponsors and supporters from within Australia. And with our combined contacts and networks within Australia, we can work hard on that side of it. And then we can see how close we can get to the amount of money you would need to attend either the summer session program or the MSS. So that's all I want to say.